We got Marco Rubio now changing his stance on the immigration issue, which has come to the fore again. President Obama has said it's going to be a major issue now. They're going to deal with it right now. And there are some conservative coalition members who are pressing House Republicans to act on this issue. And joining us right now is Bill Flynn, the immigration attorney. Bill, kind of a surprise for Marco Rubio, who says that he doesn't think there should be one comprehensive bill, that immigration reform should be done piecemeal. What do you see happening as a result of his evolution on this?
Well, the House, Jack, has always been in favor more of the piecemeal approach. So I think whatever comes out of the House in the next couple of weeks probably will be piecemeal. But Senator Rubio, who knows, because he was the artist, of the author, of course, of the Senate bill, which passed 6832, which was comprehensive, not
piecemeal. Very comprehensive.
Yeah.
And so now you've got this guy saying it shouldn't be that way, and he is actually saying that the bills that would make up immigration reform should be initiated in the House, right?
Right. Well, with the Senate, we've got a bill, and who knows what would happen with the conference committee. But I think there's a little pressure coming from this big lobbying group of evangelicals and prominent conservatives who are pro-bill, and we'll see how that affects the members of Congress as early as next week.
Bill, there's a thought that if this bill passes, if they do get immigration reform in, that we will never see a Republican president again.
Who knows, Ted? I'm no political expert, but there's a lot of theories about the Hispanic vote. Interestingly, Congressman Jeff Denham of Republican California has stepped forward as a co-sponsor of the Democratic bills in the House. And when you look a little deeper, he's from a 41% Hispanic district.
And that would indicate the reason that he is so pro-immigration. When you come from a district like that, you're dependent on it.
Well, you know, Jack, there's so much gerrymandering that's going on that a lot of the hardline Republicans have no Hispanics or other people who'd be in favor of the immigration bill, so they can, with impunity, be against it.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, it's one of those issues. The surprising thing is the conservative coalition who are pushing for some kind of action on immigration. What do they stand to gain on this?
I think that's more of an employer-based push, Jack, that a lot of the employers, many of whom I guess you could say are conservatives, are needing a bill for various reasons, with all of the 11 million illegals, many of whom work for companies around here as we know them. So there is a pretty strong push in the business community to have a bill.
Cheap labor.
Cheap labor is right, Ted.
Yeah, and at the same time, you've got some House Republicans who have come up with alternatives to a massive immigration bill that would allow them to be able to hire basically temps, green card people, right?
Yeah, you know, all of the legislation, whether it's the comprehensive or the piecemeal bills, have provisions for high-tech workers, specific other provisions for lower-skilled workers, say picking the crop type people, that pretty much there's a consensus that we need both groups. And whether it comes in a comprehensive bill or a piecemeal bill is probably less the point.
I was reading a story over the weekend that they're having problems even getting American citizens to work in the construction industry, which has some pretty high-paying jobs that, with overtime, can lead to six figures. And they say they're having trouble getting people to work in these jobs, and they're going to have to get some kind of immigration labor if they hope to continue the construction boom.
I guess I don't understand that one, because construction jobs are typically good jobs. But
great jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently people aren't taking them. We've known over the years about the pickers in the fields that Americans won't take those jobs, and that's why they've had to turn to immigrants, both illegal and legal, to get that kind of a job done.
That's right.
Do you see any kind of concessions on the part of the president? Do you see any compromise that he's willing to do now, or is he going to be intransigent on that as he has been on a couple of other things?
My sense is that he's probably worn out from the past few weeks, and he probably will compromise.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And, Bill, we appreciate your input on this, and we'll be talking about it again very soon, I'm sure, because that's going to be something to occupy Washington between now and the next budget and debt ceiling crisis.
No doubt about that, Chuck.
Hey, thanks a million, Bill.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.